Pascal Donoghue, as Minister for Finance, made it very clear repeatedly in the Dáil and indeed in public statements that precast concrete would be exempt from this new tax that Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil have brought in on house building, on concrete products. It now emerges that that is not the case, which means that the cost of building a house now is even worse than we originally imagined. Like, it makes no sense in the first place for this tax to be brought in the middle of a housing crisis, pushing up the price to build a house by about €1,400. But actually to mislead the public in that way, I think, is really, really wrong. And Pascal Donoghue has to correct the record of the Dáil.
And particularly in terms of those affected by defective blocks, they're trying to rebuild their homes and already struggling with that, and now this on top of it.
And that's exactly what the Finance Committee heard when we had Lisa Hone from the Mica Action Group before us, in talking about the double whammy that those that are victims of the effective block, that loose no-touch regulation during that era, that they're now just hammered twice as a result of this. It makes no sense whatsoever. And it's, look, it's not just Mica homeowners that would be affected by this. It's everybody. You know, we've had record numbers coming out, numbers of shame, showing that we nearly have 13,000 people in emergency accommodation. We've people that are fleeing the country, heading to, you know, Australia, to London, to other parts of the world, because they can't get on the property ladder. They can't afford to rent or buy a house here. And yet the government, in their wisdom, on Friday, they're saying that they're going to introduce a new tax that's going to make house building dearer for people. It makes no sense whatsoever. It needs to be scrapped, and the government need to stop misleading people in relation to the impact of this. I pointed this out during the Finance Committee, that this is exactly what was going to happen, that precast products would be included in this levy, and, you know, and the Minister continued to make assertions publicly and in the Dáil that that wasn't the case. We now have confirmation from officials that yes, precast products are going to be subject to this levy, which makes it dearer to build your house.
And do you think there is any chance that Minister Donoghue will row back on it, or it's too late now at this stage?
It's never too late. You know, this measure is not in. It takes effect on Friday. And, like, it makes no sense whatsoever for a measure like this to be brought in. Like, you know, we're in the middle of a housing crisis. The government tells us it's their number one priority. How could it be your number one priority if you just decided to increase the cost of building houses everywhere in the country? It makes no sense whatsoever. And it's not just Sinn Féin, and people could say, well, look, Sinn Féin, party of opposition, you're going to give out anyway. It's not just us. The ESRI says this makes no sense. They're the Economic Research Institute on behalf of the state. This does not make any sense. Right across the board, people have criticised this. They said this will be passed on to house builders at a time when we all need to be trying to reduce the cost of building homes, when we need to bring the cost of purchasing homes down. Why did the cabinet, including Charlie McConnell, who sat round the table in his wisdom, and decided, you know what we'll do? A good idea. The 1st of September, we'll put another €1,200 or €1,400 on building a home. It makes no sense. And the only probably rationale for me is that this is another example of how out of touch that Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil government have become over the last 4 years.